Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Gimel in Baba Basra, second page of the Masechet. We're up to five lines exactly from the bottom of the page. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina Kol Beini Urvi Tefach. You see from here that the space between the rows, in other words, remember what we saw yesterday that the day before we were talking the Mishnah about when two shutfen agree to build a wall, so they each have to contribute space to it. So it depends on the thickness of the wall that's necessary. If the minig is to make it out of a simple three tefach brick, so each guy gives a tefach and a half. If they make it out of half bricks, so then there's actually two rows. Each there's a half brick and a row of half bricks and a row of half bricks, and you have that space in between that you fill up with mortar, right? So he says that's the space between the rows, right? Whether it's those half bricks or half stones, the gazis is the cut stones, the chiseled stones, cut up stones, trimmed stones, whatever you want to call that. And then you have the gvil, which is the untrimmed ones. So the untrimmed ones, there's no space between them, but the trimmed ones, so there's space between them. Or not. I mean, if it's just if it's five tefachim, that's two and a half, then yeah. But the point is that we saw from the kfisim, which are the half bricks, it says there, kfisim are half bricks. Now, a brick, the normal brick was three tefachim wide. So if it was a half brick, it was one and a half. Each brick was one and a half, right? One and a half. But the total amount was four. In other words, if it was a regular brick, leveno, so it was three tefachim, that was the length. Each guy gave one and a half tefachim from his property. If it was half bricks, well, a half brick should be one half should also be a total of three, but the point is they had cement going between them, so to hold it together. So he says, therefore, you see, Rabbi Shmamina, you see from this idea, Shmamina Rashi's Menachemil Makab, let's say you agree to build a wall with half bricks, you have to put this in between there, between each row. Rabbi Shmamina, Kol Bnei Arvi Tef, Yef Pavav. Hanimil B'teh, that's only if you use mortar. Mortar is cement mixed with sand and water and stuff like that. But let's say you make it out of richsam. Richsa is more like garbage. Rashi says it's small stones and there's cement between them. It's not as strong as a mortar. Then boy, you need even more to hold it together. Some say no, that the tefach that you need is only if it's that cheap. It's made out of garbage, stones, things like that. You know, refuse. And you put it with cement. Aval betin, if you use real mortar, lo boy kolai, you don't need quite a tefach. But the idea is basically you need a tefach between the stones. When you're building a wall with two rows of half bricks, you have to put cement in between there. And that's the general rule. He says, nafkamina is like, you know, if you agree to build such a wall, you have to put cement in between it. Otherwise, it's considered improper construction and you won't get the tofas arba. Okay?
Well, this is like veneer.
What?
We build now with stone veneer. The stone that you see
on top, that's just a facade.
Is a facade.
Right. He has cement that, inside. Right. Whatever the construction is, yes, cement. Right. That's what they do. Right. Depending how it's right. Right. Frank Lemaimer, the Begozis, now, if that's the case, now, Gozis, remember, is the chiseled stone. The chiseled stone is five tefachim. That's what we said, that Kolkum Redina, Gvil is, each guy gives three tefachim. Gozis is chiseled stone, so the stone is five tefachim, and each guy gives two and a half tefachim. Okay. So that means it's five. So the width of the wall is now the thickness. The width of the wall is five tefachim. That's how you break the stone. The stone, in other words, it's like the length of the. I don't know if it's the length of the width, but the width of the wall is five tefachim. Now, the stone is either 5 by 5 or it's 5 by something, but one side of it is five. So he says, the Chol Dalet Amos Gova. Whenever you have a dal. Now later on, we mentioned it in the Gemara. We didn't have the Mishnah yet, but the later Mishnah is going to say that how high does the, remember we had came out yesterday that Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, that Hezek Riyashmei, it's considered damage when you look on my stuff, right? And therefore, if we agree to build a wall, I can make you build if we agree to make a division, I can force you to build a wall because Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. By the way, just parenthetically, I thought of this afterwards when we were davening yesterday. We have a rule of Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, right? That was a discussion yesterday. Is Hezek Riyashmei Hezek or not? On the other hand, we say that a hezek she'eino nikker, right? You can't make me pay. Hezek she'eino nikker. What does that mean? A hezek that I can't see. So, for example, let's say there's a discussion in the Gemara. If let's say I make your food tummy, you're a kohen and you can't eat it now, right? So it doesn't look any different. It's the same salad or food, whatever it is. So in terms of chiv for making me pay damages, torts, you could say the two things aren't in conflict. What do I mean by that? Hezek riyishmei hezek means, listen, I can force you to build a wall because I don't want you looking at my stuff. But if you look at my stuff, what, I can give you a bill? I can sue you in court? No. Like we said, you're not supposed to look at somebody's field. Remember, everybody agrees you're not supposed to look at...
I can make you build the wall.
I can make you build the wall. So I'm saying there's a difference between... The two things are not contradictory. The fact that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, you're just looking at my stuff as a Hezek, right? That means that I can force you to build a wall, or I can force you to stay away from my property. We said, even if you hold Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, but if you look at my full-grown crop and then you give me an iron horror, you look at my gold bullion and you give me an iron horror, that's not good, right? So Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, on the other hand, it doesn't mean I could sue you in court and get money for that.
I can't sue you for embarrassment if you look into my bedroom window and you or someone's
yeah, window. That's right.
And you see something
that you shouldn't see.
Right.
Today we have what they call civil suits for, you know, things like that. Yeah. So there is such a thing as suing for shame, right? Nezek tzari b'shevus b'boshes, but that's only when it accompanies by a physical thing. In other words, today, if a guy says, there's a lashon of the Gemara, you know, that for a shame you give him, you know, for embarrassing the guy, right? If he hits you in the face, you can get 2 shekels or 3 shekels or whatever it was, you know. So there are those lashons, but usually there was some physical damage or something physical there too. That I looked at you and I saw something that I shouldn't see. It's Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. There's no question, Klape Shmaya, you're a bad guy, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't look in, and I can force you to build a wall, but it's another thing to demand money for it afterwards. That's what I'm saying, that the two things I said, how do these things jibe? The Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and on the other hand, we hold that Hezek She'enu Nikker Lo Shmei Hezek. In other words, the damage I did, you can't see what I did. Can you see what I've done? I ruined your food. I made it into... Vodah Zarah or Tomei, or I did something, right? But you can't see the damage, right? I can't see the damage. You can't see the damage. You may not be able to sue in court. And there's the two things, the financial aspect of the torts is not the same as the halacha that requiring me to, that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that I can force to build a wall. Okay, back to Gemara. Anyway, we'll be saying it later on. So how high does the wall have to be? We're going to say later on, it's got to be 4 amos high, right? In other words, we're saying here, 5 tefachim is the width of the brick, right? And the height of the wall is dalet amos. Dalet amos is quite
meters.
A bit, right?
Yeah. 2 meters.
2 meters. Okay, fine. So we're saying if that's the ratio, lemeimer de begozis, when you have gozis, kol dalet amos gover, when you have 4 amos of height, you have a pusya chamisha, if the width is 5 chamsha, chamsha means 5 tefachim over here, koi, then it'll stand. In other words, because we said, How high does it have to be when you build it out of gazit? When you build it out of, well, it's got to be 5 tefachim in width, and that'll support a wall that's 4 amos high. In other words, it's clear. We all know this, even without being a kablan naftali, even without being that, we know you can't build a wall 2 meters high, which is, you know, half an inch thick. It won't stand, right? So you need some, without understanding the laws of physics, we all understand it's got to have some thickness over there. So he's saying there for the ratio of 4 amos high, let's say 2 meters, it's got to have a 5 tefachim width if it's gazis. If it's 3 tefachim, we said if it's bricks, at the bottom, but assuming it goes all the way up, we assume we're not going into those details. Now, we said also 3 tefachim if it's bricks, but if it's gvil, if it's gazis, it's got to be 5 tefachim. Elo, if not, loquai won't stand. I vamitrax, and what about the base of Mikdash? The base of Mikdash, there was a wall. The first base of Mikdash, Shlomo's base of Mikdash, was 30, the wall between the Heichal, the Kodesh, and the Kodshei Kodashim, was 30 amas high. And how thick was that wall? The amma troxin, that's called that amma of troxin was 1 amma. How much is an amma? An amma is 6 tefachim. The amma troxin, David Govetlasin, was 30 ammas high. Amma saw, Vilavi Pussy Alashes, and its width was only 6 tefachim because it was an amma. That's why it's called amma troxin. So if 4 ammas needs 5 tefachim wide, how could just 6 tefachim keep something 30 ammas high? Right? Elashis Pushkin, it was only 6 tefachim wide, but common it stood. The Gemara's answer first is keeping the ikatefach hisayir akoy. You're right. 5 tefachim is what you need for 4 amas. But once you have six tefachim, that'll hold a lot more. That'll hold 30. Now, that doesn't really, that doesn't sit so well with us too, right? If four amos high, which is 2 meters, needs five, so 30 amos, which is 7.5 times as much, can get by with six? Doesn't sound so simple. But let's see.
The question.
Yeah.
From the basic
language. Yeah.
Go out and build a wall.
No.
If the wall doesn't stand.
Yeah.
So you have a kasher from the base of
Mikdash. No. So wait. We have a kasher. Well, let's deal with the base of Mikdash first. No,
the
question over here is, when I say to build a wall, and you have to build a wall that's four amos high in order to keep from Hezekiah, how thick does the wall have to be? So we're saying, from our mission, it seems it has to be five. So
the Gemara says if
otherwise it won't stand.
Right.
So how did the one in the base of Mikdash stand? How did the one? Let's finish the discussion. No. Let's finish. How did it stand in the base of Mikdash? How did it stand in the base of Mikdash? It was 30 amos high. You'd think it's got to be, I don't know, 20, 30 tefachim high, and it was only six. The answer is, since it's one extra, that'll hold it. We're not done yet. Over Mikdash any my time love on the trucks. And so the Gemara just says parenthetically, why didn't in the second base of Mikdash, right? The second base of Mikdash, one that Ezra put up, and then later on that Hordas redid, right? Why wasn't there an Amitraxon there? They didn't have a wall. They had a curtain. If you look at the pictures, right, they had a gigantic curtain. That was much higher. Hordas was 100 amas high, right?
It
says, Kikoi, Betlossen, Kikoi, Betlossen Koi, Tfelo Koi. In other words, we said six tefachim wide, Irving will hold even 30. Will hold even 30 amas. Even that's hard to understand, but let's assume that for right now. But it'll only hold 30. It's not going to hold 100. You can't build it 100 amas high and just six tefachim wide. That won't stand. How do you know that it was so high? Says the honor of the second base of Mikdash will be even greater than the first one. What does it mean, greater? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. There's a machlok in Rabbi Shmuel or between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chana Rabbi Binyan. One means that the building was much higher, meaning that was instead of 30 amos high, it was 100 amos high. The Chana Rabbi Shanim, that it lasted longer. Why? Because the first base of Mikdash lasted 410 years. The second one lasted 420 years. So it means, and the Gemara says, V'isalah, they're both correct. They're both correct. They both last. Both are true. In other words, the second one was clearly historically was lasted 10 years longer. Plus, it was higher.
The curtain wasn't supported from the bottom.
Exactly. Okay. Wow. So that curtain is different than wall, obviously. Okay. So the Gemara just says, okay, but if six tefachim wide will hold 30 amos, like you saw in the first base of Mikdash, so make 30 amos of a wall, right? Make 30 amos of wall on the second base of Mikdash. The Idich Nevet Parochas, and the rest make a Parochas. In other words, if the second base of Mikdash was 100 amos high, and you say that a wall that's 6 fucking wide will hold 30 amos, so make the wall 30 amos, and from there to the top, make a curtain. It says, Kikoi Tlasen Amos, so now the Gemara gives us a little bit of construction. Kikoi Tlasen Amos, so when will 30 amos high stand with a six tefachim wide? Nami agav tirka masiva. You know why? Because there's a ceiling on top. There's a ceiling with cement, you know, with the plaster on top holding it. In other words, you have a wall going up, but the wall is not freestanding. There's a ceiling on top which holds it in place too. In other words, this makes more sense what we said originally. If you just build a freestanding 4 amos high wall between two neighbors, right? So, you know, if it's this wide, that's good enough. The basement, how did it stand 30 amos with six tefachim? So first of all, it's got an extra tefach, but it's more than that too. It stood because there was a ceiling on top holding it in place.
Without an arch, architecturally, does that make sense?
What?
No, it's that there was a ceiling. What does the ceiling do for the structure?
Oh, the ceiling holds it in place.
Not an arch. What does it do for the structure?
No, it holds the wall in place,
it
too.
Does. Yeah. A flat ceiling?
A ceiling with cement and
beams.
And everything
had beams
holds it in,
oh,
holds
beams.
Holds it intact.
Beams,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
the
no. Irving, you see this? See this pole right here?
Right.
Now let's say you cut off six inches from the top between their ceiling.
What? The pole is doing it, not the ceiling.
No. I said, but the ceiling is holding the pole too. If somebody went and cut the top there off, right?
There's no beams in this ceiling.
Yeah, but it's cemented in there. I would be less.
Could you please let Neil?
I would be less confident.
We have a.
Yeah. Right. If I would cut the top of this off, I'd feel less comfortable standing right next to this
because of this pole.
No. I'm saying, but the beam itself could fall over. I'm saying if I didn't have that top, it could fall.
All I'm saying is a ceiling by itself with nothing in isn't going to hold.
No, it's a ceiling with the cement in it. It's going to hold it together. It's going to hold it together better. It's better than it's freestanding. Huh?
Beams.
It sits on beams.
It holds the wall, and the wall also holds.
They both hold each other together. That's how construction works. The things hold each other together. So okay, Savikar Belotik or Maziva. So he says the answer is why didn't you build 30 wall and then the rest? Because the wall, the 30 amas in the first base of Migdash was held together. Also, the reason it didn't fall is because it was attached to the ceiling. It was attached, or if you think of it that way, it was attached to the ceiling. It wasn't simply, it just wasn't standing there loose. It was attached to the ceiling. Here, since the ceiling was 100 amas high, if you had a wall 30 tefachim, there would be nothing to hold it in place. It might fall over. It wouldn't stand. So, okay, fine. So, build as much as you can. So, now we understand that a 5 tefachim wide wall will hold up 4 amas. By even freestanding, without any ceiling on top. 30 amas, the reason it stood is because it had a ceiling. But somewhere in between, right, 6 tefachim will hold something. Maybe it'll hold 10 amas, 8 amas, 12 amas, will hold something. So build as much as you can with the wall. V'lavidei parochas, make the rest of parochas. Am Rabbaya Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that ikula binyan, ikula parochas. It's either the wall between the heichal and the kadashim was either all wall or was all curtain. You don't do half and half. Ikulu b'binyan mimikdash, from the first base of Mish, we saw that it was all a wall. There was no parochas there at all. Ikulu brochas mimishkan. The Mishkan was all parochas. There was no wall in the base of Mish. In the first Mishkan, it was all curtains. So therefore, we saw from the Mishkan, from the first base of Mish, either with wall or with curtains. You don't mix and match. Okay, that's the answer. Now, Iboilu. Now the Gemara asks a different question. We're not talking now. What do you learn from Beis Mikdash? No, we don't see anything from Beis Mikdash. What we saw from our Mishnah is that if you have to build a wall that's 4 amas high, and you contract to do that, it's understood it's got to be, and you're building it out of these stones, out of chiseled stones, it's got to be 5 tefachim wide, otherwise it won't stand. The kasha was, how did it stand in the base of Mikdash? So it stood in the base of Mikdash because it was a little bit wider, and even then we came out that it stood wider because it was held in place by the ceiling that it was attached to. But when we said that it has to be 5 tefachim wide, or 3 tefachim wide, or 4 tefachim wide, and it was 4 tefachim, we included that tefach in between of the mortar. What about the plaster? The cement, as we said, you mentioned before about the things are whatever construction you do, unless you have the big wall, those big stones like they have in the Kotel, right? And those stones that basically are held in place because of their great weight. Normally construction, you have to have some plaster there, right? You put some cement mortar in between the mortar. It's mortar or cement. Does that include that? Iboilu. Hein v'sidin, odim hein v'losin. Do we say that we said those bricks are 5 tefachim or 3 tefachim? Is that including the cement? In other words, the bricks can be a little smaller than that, and the cement on the outside completes it to 3 or 4 or 5? Or is it without, or is the measure without the cement? Amar Nachman Yitzchak Mistavrahim, it must be with the cement. Disachem Belosim, because if it's without the cement, Lisnai Asher, so how much is this with the cement? So say the whole amount. Say it's 5 tefachim plus the cement, 5.5 or 5.25 or whatever. Elav Shema Minayim, it must be that it's including the sin. That's no proof. Lo Lomim Lecha, Him Belosim. We'll be talking about without sin. The Kivin Lavi Tefach, Lo Toni. In other words, the truth is that we're talking about 5, the bricks or the stones, or 5 or 3, whatever it is, without the cement. So why didn't you mention the cement? Because since it's a small amount, it's less than a tefach, it doesn't mention. I have a kani, it says by Levainen, when you're talking about the bricks, zenos and tefach umach, there you mention a half also. Mm-hmm. It says, that's because the 2 half bricks go together. The 2 half tefachim add up to 1 tefach for a total of 3 tefachim, but normally you wouldn't mention it. Tashma, let's bring a proof from here. Hakor Hashomer, you remember in the in Shabbos and Erevin, we learned that if you make a mavui, right, a semi-public area, like an alleyway, in order to be able to walk there on Shabbos, mid Rabbanan, you got to put up either a standing beam or a cross beam. So that beam, Hakor Hashomer, Rochva Kedela Kabbalah, its width has to be enough to accept a half brick. Ba'ariach, what is a riach? It's a half a brick of 3 tefachim. Means that the korah has to be, the beam has to be 1.5 tefachim wide. So what do you see over here? It says a riach chatzi levena shel gimel tefachim. So you see that the brick levena of 3 tefachim means 3 tefachim. There you're not talking about with cement. You're not building it into anything. You're just saying how much could hold. So you see that it's 3 tefachim without the cement. The Gemara says no hasam baravra. So there we're speaking of, it could be that's a bigger brick. So therefore, it could very well be that we can't prove it, right? We said mistavra. First, we said it's mistavra hein v'sid with the cement, right? Because if it's without the cement, why does it mention it? and it should establish it. Mar says, well, maybe that's no proof because you don't, since it's less than a tefach, you don't mention it. But over here, you see that it's without it. Mar says, no, maybe that's a bigger one, but a smaller one could be including it, and therefore it seems to be that the svar is because the amount that we talk about, we say three tefachim or four tefachim or five tefachim, that's including the cement. He says over here, shema mina. In other words, it's more of a proof that the Ketamitani shal shal tefachim mechlal dikazut is a smaller one, and the small ones that we're speaking about, and we say in our mission of three tefachim, that means with the cement. You shouldn't build, we're talking about construction here, you shouldn't build, you shouldn't destroy the first shul, ad bani b'nei kishta achrita. You know, in a very short time, we're going to build a new shul here. And during that time, we have to be concerned about, well, are you allowed to destroy the first shul without building the second one? What? Yeah, what about it? So that's the question. That doesn't hold, that doesn't solve the problem of the shul. That's a Beit Shraivin is an ad hoc minion to solve problems. People can't walk, etc. But for the big shul, the main shul over here that we're all members of, you gotta have to have a solution. So how do you destroy one shul without building the other shul? For the Gemara says you shouldn't destroy one shul until the other one is built. Okay, so what's this for? Why? Some say mishum shiusa. Some say because you may not build it. You may destroy this one. Right? And then, you know, you didn't get around to building the second one. Some say because you won't be able to daven. People won't be able to daven. Mishum sluya, it might be naya. Ikabinayu de ika. Now you see the gear says Beit Knishna Achrita, that's what we have in parentheses. If there's another shul. The other svarim say duchta litzluya, place to daven. Okay, the shul. So what do you see from here? So naftmina is if you have another place to daven. If the reason is because of Shiusa, because you may not build it, well that reason still applies. You may not build it. If the reason is because you need another place to daven, well, if you have another place to daven, then it's not a problem. You could destroy the first shul. And then he gives an example. He says, Meimar Marzutri, Sasser, Yibana, they used to destroy and build Bekaitis. In those days, you think they didn't know what to do in the winter and the summer? They had an insulated place in the winter, and they had an open-air place, like in the summer, different place to daven. So they would destroy and rebuild the summer shul during the winter, Besitfasel and the Stav, Besasser, Yibana, Besitfasel, Bekaitis. In the summer, they would destroy and rebuild the winter shul during the summer. Okay. So that's what we say. So I just want to say before we go any further in terms of the halacha, it brings down like this. Gears is a riff of Rashi. We said, remember, I said there's two different gears, that it's not if there's another shul there, but duchtu, as long as you have a place to daven. Well, the gears is kosva kama v'chama rishonim, Tosus, Rajba, Ran, Meir, etc. Sheka, Asher, Yesh, Beit Knesses, Kavua, Lispalbo. If there's a regular shul to daven in, like here, you have a regular shul. It's not something like every week they go, let's make a minyan here, let's make a regular shul. Modem kulim shemutu listras a yoshin lefnei b'nias achodesh v'chein posek ataz. I wrote over here, this is why you can build new shuls today by first tearing down the old ones. Right? You can build shuls because the shul is kavua. In other words, we have an amutah and a rabbi and a regular, and there's a gabbai and there's a vat. In other words, it's a regular shul. Membership. You have a regular setup, so there's no concern that you won't, you know, rebuild the second one. Again, there's still a concern that you might take the money for other purposes, but in terms of, if we go, the reason is because of Makom Letzluyeh, and you don't even have to have the shul. That's the point. If you have the girsa, benegish, because if there's another shul there, let's say there's no other shul, but there's a regular shul, let's say you're a small town, they have one big shul. Right. That's the shul where people daven. And then they have to, redo it because they have to rebuild it. So then you're allowed to if it's a regular shul, it's a Makom Kavur. In other words, people will daven, even if there's no. Yeah. Right, so that's even and a chanami. So then it's even less of a concern because there's other shuls. Then not only is another place to daven, there's lots of shuls. Right.
Unless people only come to this shul.
Right. There are people I can tell you that from some experience that if there wouldn't be a 9:15 minyan here, and whatever it's not a lot of people won't go to shul. Right. So that's a concern, right? Okay. Anyway, there's a hetzer for this. Now, Gemara says Amalei Ravila Ramashi. You said the concern is maybe you won't. What's the first concern? We said the reason. If you hold it, the reason is because of you may not build it. That you may not build it. Maybe you won't build it. Then that's a concern. If the reason is because of a place to daven, as long as you have a place to daven, you'll be okay. So what happens if you? And according to the first concern, what happens if you collected the money? The money's ready. The money's all ready. The mortgage is in place. The bank is signed on. Everybody, the guarantors are all there. Right? Everybody's been, plucked and feathered, and they made all kinds of commitments. Then what do you do? So there, what's why are you concerned that maybe you won't build it? Amalei, Dil Misrami Lu, maybe there'll be, the girsa here is Milsa the Mitzvah Vyav. In other words, maybe there'll be a great mitzvah. He says, Pidyon Shvuim, that's in the next line. The point is, maybe there'll be some mitzvah that will supersede the need to build a shul. Right. You know, Chmanstein, somebody's very sick and they need a $100,000. So we'll talk about the base of Migdash also. Very good. We're going to get to that. So, Dilma Misramilu, Mitzvah, Viavilu. So, what about Srigalip? What happens if the bricks are ready? You know, they deliver them, they're all in that pile on the sidewalk. The Hudri Hudri and the beams for the ceiling are all smoothed out. Machsek Shuri, and those beams are all ready to go. What happens if the stuff's all ready? Because maybe somebody will come along and say, listen, we have to sell the stuff because there's a guy taken into captivity, the rabbi who's taken into captivity, and we have to redeem him. He'll decide whether to redeem him or build a shul. If that's the case, even if you built a new shul already, you shouldn't destroy the old one, because don't destroy it, because maybe a pidyon shvuyim will come up and you'll have to sell that shul to the minorities moving in order for the to raise the money for the pinch room. I'm like, people don't sell their homes too easily. In other words, it's their only home, they're not going to sell too easily, and Kal V'Chomer, they're not going to sell a shul too easily. So therefore if the shul, right, therefore if you have you can't say don't destroy, you know, don't just, even if you built the other one, even if you built a new one, you shouldn't be afil baner nami. Maybe you'll. Right. So the question Rashi is, yachi baner nami pirush adchi spalu ba. It's mashma here. Rashi says it's mashma that. Ki baner nami be knish tacharato lonis to Rashi. And said, Tosfos, I'm not sure if Tosfos learned the same way. Rashi said, Tosfos says, yachi, even if you build it, why aren't you concerned you'll destroy? Well, people won't destroy. That makes some more sense. And if you're concerned that even if you have the materials and everything's ready, maybe a mitzvah will come along. So even if you built it also, if you built it already, people are not going to give it up, right? Rashi's mashma, ki baner nami ki be knish tacharato lonis to rule atika. The Dilma Misrami Pidyon Shvuyim Mizavna, you'll be able to sell it. The answer is that, so what's the answer? That's just not so simple then according to that. So he says, people won't sell their home so easily. Now, even for Pidyon Shvuyim, they won't sell it so easily. You don't have to worry for that. But if you have a new one, I understand Tosa a little bit better than Rashi. Tosa's saying, you see, even if you built a new one, maybe you'll do that, maybe you'll destroy it too. You know, maybe your mitzvah will come along. Well, you're not going to give up your shul. You're not going to sell the shul for that. But according to Rashi, you shouldn't destroy the old one. Because maybe and you'll sell what? You'll sell the new one. That's what he means. That's what Rashi must mean. Because you shouldn't destroy the old one, because maybe Pidyon Shvuyim comes. Even he's saying, even if you built it already, if you're saying the materials and all that, even if you built a new one, you shouldn't destroy the old one, because maybe you'll have to sell the new one. The answer is nobody will sell the new one. You're not going to sell
your assuming you can do this?
No, so he's saying that apparently you can, but people won't. In other words, the people are not going to give up the shul for that. People aren't going
to
sell. Right, you're allowed to sell, but you're right, that's
even
correct.
Right.
First, because there's no bigger mitzvah than Pidyon Shvuyim. You can daven without a shul. You know, you can daven outside. You know, you can daven elsewhere. Right, go to another shul or whatever. So Zimmer's answer to the pilgrim said, that's what he means. Maybe you shouldn't destroy, even if you built a new one, you shouldn't destroy the old one, because maybe you'll have to sell the new one. The answer is people won't sell the new one so fast. This all is only if you didn't see any construction fault in the old building. If you see, let's say the building's cracking, it's about to fall, if you saw some cracks in it, then you have to. He saw some cracks in the wall in the shul in Masam Chasya. Sasre, he destroyed it. And what did he do? He moved his bed, he moved inside. So everybody should see he's sleeping outdoors to make sure they build a new one. I'm not moving my bed until you build it. So he forced him to build a new one. Velofke didn't remove it until they finished, even with the gutters. In other words, until they finished the last thing, you know, the last few percentage of the build that takes the guy always forever to finish. You see, he didn't move out until the gutters were done. So now the Gemara says, you asked Akasha before, how did Baba Ben Buta, he was one of the survivors of Hordas's terrible destruction, how did he give advice to Hordas to destroy the base of Migdash? In other words, the second base of Migdash that Ezra put up, right? Hordas then came, was in bad shape, and Hordas came along and rebuilt it. How did he give instruction? You're not allowed to destroy one shul until the other one's built. So how did he destroy the basement? How did he pull down the basement before the second one, before it was rebuilt? See, by same tivachas, one saying he saw, you know, Ezra wasn't exactly, didn't have the same assets and the same capabilities that Shlomo had, right? Shlomo was the king. Ezra came here as basically with very little, snoring everything, right? So Ibai Seima Tivichas, we saw a construction fault, and Ibai Seima Malchus Hashayni Lohad Rebbe. It's different with a king. A king doesn't go back. In other words, when it's a shul membership, they might, you know, destroy the shul and not build a new one. Things come up, the mortgage fell through, we have to give stock or whatever. But if once the government decides to do something, they can do it. Damar Shmuel, Yamar. Well, yeah, it's today's government, huh? You know, you're not relying on.
They knew right. Who this was a builder.
He was a builder, right? He was a king. We're talking about a dictatorship. A right. Dictatorship. When he decides to do something, he does it. There's no problem. If Putin decides this is what he's doing, he's doing it. You don't have to worry about it. If in a democracy, if Trump decides he's moving the Yerushalayim, the thing, you don't rely on it. It's not going to happen, right? Even if the government says they're going to uproot the mountain, they're going to do it. And that's it. So therefore, a base meeting was different either because it was falling apart or because it was Malchus different. Now he tells you the story. Hordas was an eved in the house of Cheshmon, famous story. And Nelson Aina Baosatukas, he liked this young girl. There was a young Jewish girl among the Cheshmonet family. He wanted to marry her. Yomachad, one day, Shama Baskol, he heard a Baskol from heaven, to Omer Kol Avid, the Marad Hashta, whichever Evid rebels right now. He was an Evid Kanani. He was an Evid Kanani owned by the Jews. And whoever runs out, Matzlach, he'll be Matzliach. Come, he got up, Marusei. He killed all his masters, and it's the whole base Cheshmonaim. Bishari leaves. They left that one Jewish Cheshmonaim girl. So once she saw what was about to happen, that he was going to forcibly take her in marriage. So she went up to the roof. Ramsa Kola, she raised her voice. Amra, come on the Asi, whoever comes and says that he's from the base Cheshmonaim, another from he's from royal descent. That he comes from there, Avdahav, you should know he's an Eved. Why? Because the only survivor of the whole Cheshmonaim family is me. I'm this young girl. And I'm about to kill myself, about to throw myself off the roof. Laura. So that's what she did. He embalmed her for 7 years in honey. That's how they used to embalm it. Some say Bala, that this sick guy, Hordas, slept with her. After she was dead, there's a word for that. I don't forget what it's called. Necro something. Necrophilia. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we go. So, some say Bale, Lo Bale, the Amri, some people say, the Amri, Bale, one who says they slept with her. The reason that he embalmed her, Yisuba Yotzrei. The reason he embalmed her is so that he should pacify his passions. You know, he wanted to have beer with her. With Amrila Lobala, the one who says he didn't live with her, so why did he embalm her for 7 years? Kiech and Amr Bas Melchon. So people should say, look, he married her. People should think she's alive, you know, that he embalmed her. So he say, here's my wife. You know, he propped her up there on a chair, you know, embalmed, said, look at my queen. I married into the Cheshmonaim family. All right. Amar, he said, Man Darish, who was the one, after he killed all these people, he says, Man Darish Mikar Vachachatasim, who was the one who darshened that the pasuk of, from among your brothers you shall make a king, meaning only your brothers, only people of Jewish descent? Who's the one who darshened that? Rabbanan. So I don't have to tell the Rabbanan. Come Ketanu, kill them all. Tosas, he didn't kill them all. Hillel still remained B'nai B'Serba, but he killed most of the rabbis. Shafik Rabbanan, he left Babuta as an advisor. To take advice from him. Ahadrele Klila de Yali, he put a wreath of Yali. Yali, Rashi explains, is like it's a hedgehog that has a very rough outside skin. It's like a porcupine. And he put that around his eyes to blind him. He put a wreath around Baba Bhutta's eyes. That's what Hordas of Russia did. Nakruna landed to knock out his eyes, so he was blind. So Baba Bhutta could not see. One day, Yomachad, so Hordas came, and he pretended that he wasn't Hordas. But Yosef came in, and he sat with him. He says, hey, how you doing, buddy? We're sitting here. I'm a Chazi Meir Avdabisha. Do you see what this terrible servant did? And as he said, he was trying to con him into saying something bad. He said, have you seen what this terrible slave boy did? kill my covetous, my covet. Amalei, my covet, Bisha, my covet. So he said to him, what did he do? You see what he did? Amalei, my avalei, what should I do? So Baba Mitzvah said, what do you want me to do? Amalei, Niltayamar, please curse him. Curse Uhurdus. In other words, was Uhurdus talking, trying to con Baba Mitzvah? He says, curse him. Amalei, Siv says, Gambadacha, Melechaltikali, even in your thoughts, you shouldn't curse a king. Amalei, High Love Mel, he's not really a king. Amalei Vilavi, he's not really a king because he usurped the throne. Amalei Vilavi Ashi, even if he's just a wealthy guy, Balmuth, let's say he's just a wealthy man. Siv Bachadir Mishkacha, Altikal Hashir, in your bedroom, you shouldn't even curse a rich guy. Give him covet. Vleil Nasi, even if he's just a prince, Siv Nasi Ba'am Chalosor, you shouldn't curse a prince in your nation. Amalei, Ba'osa Masa Amcha. That Rashi he knew. Hordas had learned a little bit, you know. He was an Eved Kanani. He knew a little. He's still an Amaretz, but he knew a little to learn, right? Ba'osa Masa Amcha. Only when he does the right thing. Only when he follows the Torah. V'hai La'osa Masa Amcha. Amalei, so Rav Muntis says, okay, right. May not be a king. And he may not be worthy of honoring as a rich guy, and maybe you don't hold. He doesn't answer really as a prince. He doesn't answer the rich thing. But he's a mistafinim, and I'm afraid of him. I'm a like Enish. The Azalema, there's nobody here. It's just me and you. I'm just me and you talking. Nobody's going to know. The Lamele. It's only me and you sitting here. It's nobody else. I'm a like Siv ki ofa shemayim yolech hazakol. It says in the pasuk that even the bird of heaven will take the voice, and as will take Meru Balkanafim, the one with wings, Yagadover. In other words, you have to be worried. When people say to you, between me, you, and the lamppost, rest assured it will get out. If the only way to keep something secret is to keep your mouth shut. Amalei Anahu. So now Hordas revealed himself. He says, you know what? It's really me. It was me. Yaviadana desired upon a cliff. I would know that the rabbis were this discreet, that you'd be so careful not to say anything. Lavi Kidilu, I wouldn't have killed him. Hashta Maitakanta, what should I do? The Matkantik of says, listen, give me advice now. I've been a bad boy. I've killed all the rabbis. What should I do? Amalei, Hukiba or Shalolam, you extinguish the aura of the world, meaning the Torah, the rabbis, the Chsevkinir mitzvah of the Torah, or you extinguished all the Torah. Yelef Yasik Ba'or Shalom, you should be Oseid in the enlightenment of the world. The Chsev Venaru Elef Kalagoyim, the base of Mish, shall be rebuilt, will enlighten all the Goyim. In other words, you should be Oseid in building the base of Mish. Igit Ami, Hachi Amalei, or some tell them, Husima Zain or something, you blinded the eye of the world. The Chsev Vahoya in Me'ene Ha'ida, yet Me'ene. If it will be them from the, remember the here means the eyes of the community, meaning the Chachamim, if they made a sin, so yes, you blinded the eyes, meaning the leaders, you should be Osek in the eye of the world. I will profane my base of Midrash, go and Uzchem, your might, right, the proudness of your might, the delight of your eyes, right? So the point is, he refers to eyes here as the base of Midrash, you should be Osek. I'm afraid of the Romans, you know, even though I'm in charge here of Judea. But, you know, I got to report to the Romans. I'm afraid I need permission from them to go rebuild the base of Amalei. So I'll give it to what you do. Shadar Shlicha, you send a messenger, right? Velezel Shasa, it takes them a year to get there. Those days they didn't have flights. Velakim Shasa, it'll take a year there to make appointments and sit and talk. Velahadar Shasa, it'll take them a year to come back. Then 3 years will pass. Adarach V'achi, Sasar Shlei the Banas. Meanwhile, you can destroy and rebuild the base of Amalei. Avarachi, that's what he did. Sholchulei, when he got the message after 3 years, they said, if you haven't done it yet, which you probably have done already, which you actually did, if you haven't destroyed it yet, don't destroy it. And if you've destroyed it, don't build it. But if you destroyed it and you rebuilt it, which is actually what he did, Avdi Bisha, you're just a bad slave. Buster the Avdin Mislachan. After you've done it, you ask permission after you've already done it. You're just a bad slave. Im Zayin Chalecha, you think you're powerful because you've got your Klei Zayin and you killed everybody. Sifra Khan, we have your book of Yuchsin here. We know exactly who you are, Hordas, right? Lo racha v'lo baracha, you're not a king, you're not the son of a king. Hordas avda, you're just a slave. Kalanya masabadu, just freed himself. My racha, what does racha mean? Malchus, the chsiv, anochi ayom rach umashuch melech. He boyseima, behoch bayikul the fun of Avrech. They called him an Avrech. Avrech is like the father of the king. I don't know how Avrech got to be, that's what they called Yosef. I don't know how Avrech got to be today a kol guy. I don't know how we got there, but it's a lashon of kavod, right? Amri Mishalo Rav, whoever didn't see the binyan, Hordas Lo Rav binyan Nomav, whoever didn't see, we'll talk about it, okay, we'll finish it up here tomorrow. Whoever didn't see the base of Migdash that Hordas built, never saw such a beautiful thing. How did he build it? We'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow, and hopefully we can finish tomorrow's daf on time. If not, it'll carry over into Friday. Friday's a short daf.
He was ruthless.